Do you know who you work best with or play with on a daily basis? It's your choice. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And so now we're going to take a look at who you want to play with. I love this topic.
Yeah, because sometimes we get involved with someone in a business or
a client relationship.
Or the friends, the parents of your kids' friends. How you just all of a sudden you're locked into a relationship with them.
And then all of a sudden, you know, how did I end up here?
Yeah.
I remember.
And you don't have to like everyone. You don't have to hang out with everyone. So be discerning by knowing yourself first.
And also in this whole thing too, is putting value, and I think that women are really, we have a hard time with this, is putting value on our own time.
And there are time suckers out there.
People who will just suck your time dry.
I told you about this one person I knew way back when the kids were little. Mm-hmm. She lives in a bedroom community, cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
She comes home, pulls in her driveway, goes into her garage, lowers the garage door, her phone rings, and on the machine she can hear her neighbor saying, "Hey, pick up the phone. I know you're home. I just saw you pull in."
Oh.
What is that?
That is no good.
Who does that?
Who does that?
So that's someone that I would personally try to...
Well, she's obviously trying to avoid her.
So take the clue.
Right?
You know, walk away graciously and say, okay, I obviously... But you don't...
I know. And that's just a hard situation, right? All around. Like, because you're... Should that person have said, I know I'm home, but I need this time to myself. Please don't call.
And don't put me in that position again.
And stop stalking my garage door.
Yes. So that's really important to know personality types. Do you like being around someone who is really loud and boisterous and laughs all the time? Or do you like to have a conversation on a more earnest level? It's okay. Both are the right answer.
Right. Well, I think that's also in a business partner. It can be in your client, like a client relationship, a customer. Like you were saying right before we started this, don't choose your customers. Kind of have that avatar of who you want to be or have your, as a customer or a client. Don't let them choose you. You choose them first. And it's not like a specific person. It's just a feeling.
It's a vibe and you vet. You just kind of vet them out.
So when we do our malasadas on the beach, If you listen to this podcast, you know we sell donuts on the beach, the malasada company. And my avatar are people who are just having a great time. They don't care if they have to stand in line. They're having a great time. They're buying sugar, right? They're
buying
standing on the beach
the
having
sand.
Donuts. Yep. How bad can it be? I've had two crabby people. And I'm just thinking, those are not the people that I want at my line. And you know what? It was one day, one morning, two crabby people in a row. And I'm thinking, those are not our customers. And I haven't had any since.
Oh, I love it. So you declared.
I didn't say that to them.
No, but you declared to yourself.
I declared to myself, and I actually told the kids that were working around me, and my kids are taking over the business or whatever. And I just said, that's not our client. Those are not our customers. That's like an aberration. So that was kind of weird that they were two in a row, but one fed off the other.
Yes.
And then I just said, that's not the people we serve. And I haven't had a crabby person since.
Happens in the vacation rental business too.
Yeah.
Yes. So I can almost vibe out if the people coming in, like I let them in, to avoid them the rest of the weekend or just wave and not engage too much in conversation, I can tell.
Yeah.
And the two crabby ones I had more recently, well, not recently, but they bring their crap show on vacation.
Yeah.
Like one couple had to work the entire time and did not get to enjoy the space. They were down here for a job.
Mm-hmm.
The other couple, just who they are. They're
right.
The Yelp 4-star people.
Right.
They're going to find something.
They're going to find something. They're looking for something to be crabby about.
Yeah.
And if you look, You're going to find something. Yeah.
It's true.
Oh my gosh. So ask yourself, who do you want to play with? Who do you want as your client? Who do you want as a customer?
Who do you want as a friend?
Who do you want as a friend? You will attract those people. All right. So in this next episode, we're going to talk about where do you want to play? I like that topic as well. But first, here's a quick word from our sponsors.